Blog Talk Radio.
Where your IT guys are,
we don't.
It's Patch and Switch.
And now, two guys facing a lifetime ban in the Rickshaw Racing League.
It's Patch and Switch.
Hey, man.
I have absolutely no audio. I just touched a freaking cable, and now I'm blind. I have no idea if anyone's talking to me. I'm assuming you can hear me.
Well, hopefully they can hear you. Otherwise...
Is it Monday? It's not Monday. It's Friday,
right? No, it's Friday. That's why we're on the radio.
Blah.
On the internet.
It's killing me, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah?
Is the music still playing?
Yeah, it's actually just wrapping up now.
They're playing us out?
And that's
playing us in.
They've played us in, yeah. So the band can now be seated.
Oh, my goodness. I honestly, it's like... I don't, should I jiggle some more cables or something?
I don't know. Well, you can't hear anything because there's no audio being played, so...
I don't know.
It's all right. It'll appear again.
We might get a caller, though.
Yeah, that would be a
This show. Is a call-in show. If you do want to call in and talk to us, you can reach us at 646-595-4888 if you want to use good old-fashioned POTS. Or you can also, if you're on the webpage, blogtalkradio.com/patchandswitch, there is a Skype icon that you can use if you are signed in.
Yes.
Make sure you get that free account. Don't get suckered into actually buying the full one. You can just use a free one and actually use the Skype interface to talk to us. It's a much better audio quality. Although I wouldn't be able to hear you.
No.
So
it would just be me.
It would be telephone. It would be like a telephone, a couple of tin cans and some string with...
Well, I thought that's how we set up every broadcast.
Well, that's what it feels like today, for sure. Because Switch, I don't know if I want to loan you the audio equipment anymore because it's just nuts trying to make sure that it's working the next day.
Because you've spent so much time learning how to configure it.
it's I don't know. It's a Roland interface, R26, and it's, I don't know, it's clicky here and there.
You know what might actually help?
What?
Trying to test everything more than 3.5 minutes before we go to air.
But that would seem like we're actually prepared and, like, we're figuring out what to do. But I don't know.
I hear you.
It's there.
I hear. You know, those of you guys who have signed in for a free Blog Talk Radio account may also participate in the chat. And we have a whole ton of people in the chat. Actually, look at this. Oh, we had a scroll bar for half a second. Now we don't have a scroll bar. But we have Frederick. We've got Aubrey. Getty Lee Fan has joined us. Jay Shock, K.O. Beckman. We've got Patrick, Sean Lowe. Veronica has joined us as well. And then there's... I don't even want to try to say the name. Asirewitz Zero. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm going with.
We need people to sign in with the phonetic version of their name.
Because we're not smart.
No.
Which is exactly why we're here.
Language is hard. That's why we're doing a radio show and we're no longer in landscaping and sort of.
Oh, it's Andy Sirwich.
Andy?
Yes. I don't know.
It's like an alias. First letter, first name, full last name.
It's kind of, almost lead speak, but not really.
Nice.
You know what? Actually, I probably would have been able to read it if it was lead speak.
Okay. I much prefer just saying Andy. Much easier.
Okay. All right. Sounds
much easier.
Easy enough.
Short.
Hey, welcome, Andy.
I feel short today. Like this chair is busted or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what now I'm getting lower.
Yeah. And then we got Aubrey joining us for the first time this week as well. So welcome, Aubrey.
And I tweeted out the other day, we might have a guest in the room.
Yes.
And we do not have a microphone for him because we're very analog and we only have two channels. And so
we haven't figured out how to
get, a third microphone working as of yet or not. But we'll do a tip of the hat over there to, I don't know, is he an intern? We can call him an intern.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. He's the intern.
An unpaid intern. We only paid our producer $1.380 and then they've never come back.
Yeah.
We've gone through two producers.
The unpaid intern route.
So I think we go the intern route and just test them to see if they're going to be sticking around and want to actually be worth their salt and stick around.
So the intern's name is Simone, right?
Simone?
Yeah.
It's I was going to call him Uncle Cy.
Uncle Cy. Okay, that works.
I think Uncle Cy works.
Yeah, from the other side of the pond.
Yeah,
as they call it.
That's, we were talking about accents before the show started and how the Blog Talk Radio announcer, I don't know if you guys hear them or not during the show, but the Blog Talk Radio announcer that's talking in my ear before I broke my headphones has a nice British accent. And then it's matching the accent that the Skype call echo test lady has as well.
Yeah, but it's kind of an older version.
So the Blog Talk Radio is younger, is older, and the Skype one is a millennial, I think.
Yes.
Millennial.
Lee Berg show has joined us.
Wow!
So we're just expanding the audience by one.
This is insane.
Every week,
you know, I who would I attribute this to?
Not yet.
Veronica's tweet.
Yes, it has to be Veronica.
Veronica tweeted last night. Well wasted with the Patch and Switch guys. 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's well wasted, isn't it?
I hope it is. We 5 minutes in, we haven't even talked about the show yet.
No, but Bender's joined us as well. Greetings, Mr. Bender.
The trifecta of the crew are here.
Absolutely.
We can begin.
Yes,
so welcome to this episode. This episode is called Bailey's Smurf Mung. Mung. I like
fun,
that.
That's fun to say, isn't it?
It is. Mung.
Okay, we're not going to spend the entire show saying that word.
But I like the Bailey's part.
Yes,
Smurf
well, absolutely,
and Mung.
Because that's what's in our coffee right now. Because it's the only way we can do this show this early in the morning, Pacific Coast time.
We have a caller, but I can't hear them. Should we let them in and say hello before we even talk about the show?
All right, let me see if I can figure this out here.
I can let them in. I just can't hear them.
Oh, yeah, okay. hey, everybody. Hey, look, it's our buddy Jay Shock. Hey, Jay Shock.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Huh? Yeah.
What's new?
What? Have you not been on
social
media?
You've got nothing new.
I've got nothing new going on in my life at all.
No. I saw you started blogging again.
Yes, I did.
And so that was good. I mean, we haven't seen you blog in quite some time.
Correct. And actually, I'm wrapping up my role here at Radia next week.
So you're going to be homeless for a while?
No, I'm not going to be homeless. I actually start a new job on the 27th.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to the party.
Yes. Yes, Veronica, we're talking about me again. You're the one that retweeted it. No, anyway.
It's all about you, Jay Shock. Don't you know this?
It is. So, but I was just going to call in with I had a wonderful experience of a troubleshoot last night that just drove me nuts.
Okay, so let's jump right into our first.
Wait, hang on a second. I think it's Jay Shock on the line. And I think he's talking about a blog that he wrote or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get some more cable work done here.
Yeah, all right. Why don't you continue to work on the...
Is he re-cabling while we're talking here?
Yes, he pretty much is. So if we go off the air, it's completely Switch's fault. So anyway, let's jump right in. Now, our show typically has four segments for those of you who are new to the show. And, well, apparently Switch hit the air horn button.
Sorry.
So, as I mentioned,
is it the end of the first period already?
Yeah, it's the end of the first period already. Yes, I agree, Aubrey. It was way loud because he keeps messing with the software and the soundboard. Anyway, four segments of the show. The first segment that we talk to is From the Trenches, which is kind of our stories from the trenches, things that we do on a day-to-day basis. And so, Jay Shock, go ahead and kick off this segment.
So, well, last night I actually got alerts from my firewall at home saying that my Surface Pro 2 was doing all sorts of weird traffic. And so I started, of course, getting concerned because I've only had this thing a month. What site did I go to? I probably went to the same website that Aubrey went to get that lovely email he tweeted about this morning.
I think that was Switch, actually, signing him up for those emails, but...
Oh, okay. So I'm going through trying to figure out why I have this weird traffic on port UDP port 161 to an IP address that's not even in my home network IP range, when all of a sudden it finally dawned on me about 20 minutes into why, you know, digging into all the stuff on my Surface, it was the printer management for my mother's printer. At
so,
her house.
Random UDP port from a printer.
Yes, an HP printer.
On the internet.
Trying to reach the HP printer, yes.
Okay.
And
are we talking about printers? I think I can hear him.
Yes,
is it printers we're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Now, you know, he's got to watch out because there's some bad software that comes with those printers. I don't think I can make it out. Is it?
Go sit down.
Give him another
go ahead, J-Shock, sorry. Aubrey, that's awesome. Aubrey says he thinks that's how Target got hacked.
Printers? Probably.
Yes, printers. Yeah. Anyway, continue on. Continue on, J-Shock.
So I removed said printer driver, and all of a sudden my firewall was happy. It was like, oh, this bad traffic's no longer happening.
Is there fire somewhere? Is there fire in here? What?
I said, go sit down.
I think I can hear him.
Okay, good. You finally fixed your issues.
Let's actually start the show. Can we start? Hi, Jay Sock. Thanks for joining us.
He's already told the story.
Oh.
So you're happy now. You have your bandwidth back. You've retrieved your bandwidth.
I always had the bandwidth, but my firewall is now happy and not sending me emails every 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's never a good thing. Did it start at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, it did, actually, when the new definitions came out.
Are you still with us? Oh, okay, there he is.
I can actually hear you now, I think. Now, you're talking about firewalls, right?
Yes.
So I'm actually curious. Thank you. Do you actually use a PC-based firewall on your system, or do you just use the default firewalls, or is this the actual hardware device that you've got?
I use both the firewall on the built-in firewall with Windows, as well as I have an Astaro security gateway at my edge.
Wow. Like a real one.
Like a real...
A real firewall. Not just like
I have a real firewall. Not just a fake firewall.
It's not like a brick wall that you cheaply set up, not using any mortar or anything else that you call your firewall.
No, actually, I've made firewalls before. It's actually two pieces of drywall with an air gap between them, between houses, when I do house construction.
I don't even want to know you doing house construction. Bender's great. He says only the Canadian drivers are bad.
And Kyle in the chat room just asked, at home, yes, I use an Astaro security gateway at home.
Well, you know, it's very important that you have all the proper security when you're playing Minecraft online.
Exactly.
Hey, J-Shock, thanks so much for joining us again, my friend, and congratulations on the new gig.
He's got a new gig?
Yes,
what?
He has a new gig. Yes, he's in a new band.
He is?
Yes.
Yes.
The J-Shockinators.
Yes. The J-Shockinators, yes. It's a cover band.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought he was doing boy music again, like the boy bands?
That's what it's covering.
Yeah, that's what he's covering. Exactly, nice. Boy bands. J-Shock, always good to have you on, sir. Enjoy
all right.
Your Friday.
I shall.
All right. So that's J-Shock, everybody.
I jiggled the cable enough. I think I can hear out of one ear now.
Okay. Well done. Well done.
But the good thing is that we had our one caller in her, so we're not going to have any more callers, so I think we're good.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
The studio audience is now applauding.
Thank you.
Our chat room is now officially, we have a scroll bar on the side.
That is amazing. It's the second time in Patch and Switch history that we've actually had a chat room.
History. Yeah, you need a little more Bailey's in that coffee. Can IT Pro has joined us, so welcome to Can IT Pro.
Nice.
And let's see, who else has joined us? I have to use a scroll bar.
Do you have I've got an In From the Trenches story.
Okay, go ahead.
I have, if you've been following the Patch and Switch show, as all three listeners have, you'll know that I have been fighting with this lovely EMC SAN for the last 3 months, 4 months. Guess what finally gave up the gourd and died?
The SAN.
The SAN. Okay. Guess what was on the SAN?
Every piece of information that's important to you that you've never backed up.
Thank you. My team was running about 4 projects on the SAN. Projects on the SAN.
I was going to say, you just said projects. You've been in the States too long.
I've got dyslexia going on with my pronunciation. So we had 3 or 4 projects that were going on in the particular SAN, and they all went belly up. Or as my friends from Australia would say, they all went pear-shaped.
Pear-shaped, yeah.
And so we rapidly had to rebuild and do something else. And so Cluster in the Box to the rescue. We managed to repurpose one of my Cluster in the Boxes to be able to work as a SMB3 SAN share for people to use.
Using some storage spaces there? Or?
Using some storage spaces. Yeah. The problem is, though, I don't have enough actual physical storage space to store stuff on.
So you need some more disks.
So more disks are en route.
Ah, excellent.
And the funny thing is that, you know, we ordered 12 of them. I got the message saying the disks were here. I come back from, I was in Microsoft Learning Studios yesterday doing some stuff. I come back and look at my desk, and there are the disks. Two of them.
Well, that's two more disks than you have before. You
so
can
I can do
it. Right,
I can do a mirror now, but it's a bit shy of the full 12 that we ordered. So hopefully, some more disks will be arriving in my near future to be able to get a 36 terabyte 3-way mirror, SAN up and going.
So you're just doing some JBOD action?
JBODs, yeah. Actions, 12 disks. Going to be going with 8 spinning and 4 SSD.
Sean Lowe wants to know that you're wants to be ensured that you're actually running DPM.
Oh, no. I never thought of that. I was actually just going to plug in. I've got an external USB drive. I was just going to plug into the back of the server and then run a backup job every once in a while. Is that's
sure.
ISO compliant, isn't there,
sure.
Something like that?
That works. Bender says just use Xcopy.
No, man. I'm a RoboCopy guy.
Oh, you.
Multi-threaded RoboCopy is the only way to go.
Ken IT Pro says use Azure Backup, and I agree.
Oh, that could work. That's something I need to research, if Azure Backup will actually work with live running VMs. I don't think it does. In which case, I would have to do some kind of an export or something. I don't know.
Intern just had the curious look on his face. He goes, does it?
Yeah, he's going to. Hey, intern, why don't you go look that up for us there, Uncle Cy? See if we can do a VM running backup with Azure Backup, and we'll get back to the 5 listeners. Actually, no. I can't joke about 5 listeners. Because we have a scroll bar, we are at least up to 12 live
people.
We
have
people. 14. 14?
Yeah, well, 14. Well, 13, because one of them is us.
Okay.
Apparently.
We talk to ourselves anyway.
that's pretty
much
it. Do
you have any From the Trenches stories, my friend, at all? Anything that you've been doing? Have you been doing any work in IT over the last 2 weeks?
You know what? Actually, I have.
You have?
Yes. What? I've been trying to figure out how to get more than 2 microphones to work for these radio call-in shows, because our friends over on the dev side, Yin Yang with a Bang is actually their show.
What?
Yes.
What?
I didn't name it. What do you want from me?
Yin Yang?
Yin Yang and a Bang, or with a Bang or something. Yin Yang and a Bang, that's what it is.
Yin Yang and a Bang.
Yes. Quite an amusing show they have. They had to share a microphone, which, you know, that obviously works really well on a radio show. Can IT Pro and a Bong. Yeah, nice. You gotta love it.
That's Can IT Pro from Vancouver.
Yeah, A.
A.
Did they say A in Vancouver? Mm. No, they're far too West Coast.
Don't ask me questions when I'm trying to drink a piece of coffee.
Drink a piece of coffee.
Yeah.
I agree, Patrick. I'm not going to repeat that. You can see it in the chat room. Okay, so Can IT Pro says no, it's Ottawa.
Outaouais.
They're in Ottawa.
Outaouais. Okay, so.
Anyway, so I've been trying to get this thing to work.
It's 3 microphones. How hard can 3 microphones be?
Well, see, there's this thing that we use to actually connect in to the show. It's called Skype.
Skype.
Yes, and Skype only likes 1 audio source.
Left channel.
Correct.
Hello, and welcome to the Skype call.
So I can get 2 microphones to work by setting them to mono via software.
That works.
Absolutely. Runs fantastic.
Great.
You get more than 2, mono does not work. Therefore, you do not hear those microphones.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is odd. And the bad thing is this particular device is so new, it doesn't even have ACO drivers, ASIO drivers, which would actually make this easier to work, because I can use some software, virtual audio cable, and some other things to kind of patch it around. So I've spent most of the week working on trying to get that stuff to work. And, well,
you know, I got a solution for you, man.
Yes.
Fire a host.
Fire.
That way you got 2 people, 2 microphones, you're all done.
Okay.
That's why the producer and the intern don't actually get to speak at all, because there's no microphone because we can't get it to work.
Yes, absolutely. You can hear in the background, you can hear him laughing. So that's my From the Trenches. That's all I've been doing, literally.
Nice.
The entire week, trying to figure out how to get this to work. I have thrown it down a few times, so I don't know if the box physically still works anymore, but we'll try that in. We'll try that in.
Well, that brings us up to our next segment. Do we have a sound here?
So Lee actually posted, don't you have a mixer to plug in your mics and then send 1 audio? Yes, absolutely we do. This particular audio device, however, is very challenging because it's a stereo device.
It's a stereo device, and it's also, I mean, we're using a digital input of USB as a line directly to the computer, as opposed
Correct.
To a traditional analog Right. in. Which would make a heck of a lot more sense.
And then also, Patrick, a mic splitter does not work when you need phantom power to the microphones.
Bum, bum, bum,
because we use somewhat I mean, the microphones actually are very high quality, great audio microphones.
I've been warned by our producer that if I drop the microphone, I might as well not bother coming into work the next day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So that's the first segment. The second segment, the next segment that we like to talk about is beer money.
Beer money.
Bender, 2 tin cans and a wire hanger. Ooh. Does a wire hanger work better than string?
It is a better conductor of sound.
I might have to try that.
But it's very rigid, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's a prescribed set distance that you're able to talk on. So beer money. I've got a project, potentially. It's very simple, very simplistic. And actually, I think I heard our friend Jay Shock talking about using a Surface RT for some kind of printer or something like that. I don't know. I've got a father-in-law and a mother-in-law that are visiting on Friday. Oh, wait. They're coming today.
That's now.
They don't have any IT or any devices or any computers like that to use, and they're coming to a house that probably has at least 15 devices that they can possibly use. And so I've got my personal RT device that I think I'm going to let go. I'm going to pass it over.
You'll loan it out.
Loan it out with tech support.
Do they have to sign up
to them
for a loaner card?
That
they have late fees if they don't rewind it. And
they can leave their driver's license with me, and then when they return the device, they can get the driver's license back. But this is a trial to see just how intuitive the device could be for them to use for the stuff that they do, which is go to Gmail, go to Yahoo Mail, go to Hotmail, surf the web, play some solitaire and some tap tiles, and that's about it.
So here's my one question I have for you. You're sending it with tech support. What are you thinking?
Well, they're there, right? They're going to be here for at least a week. They don't get to take it out of the house until after they pass the tests, which means how many times they have to ask me how to do something with it.
Andy wants to know if support is provided by @RicksTillyHat.
That would actually be rather funny to see if they could do some tech support through the Tilly Hat, but I don't even know if they understand what Twitter is.
Oh, gotcha.
So this is an experiment, pure experiment. I'll have a check-in in 2 weeks' time to see how the progress is going.
Okay, I'm making a note.
Okay,
I'm making a note.
Intern, Uncle Si, make a note of that.
Yes. He's just sitting there.
he's staring off into space.
I think he's wondering why the heck he's sitting in the room listening to this.
Absolutely not. That's my beer money story.
His first question when he walked in the room is, you guys actually have people who listen to the clouds?
Very much so.
Apparently. My beer money is actually a continuation from the last show.
You're still on this PC thing, are you?
I am on this PC thing. So I'm actually I'm going to make some modifications to the home studio. Now I have been, and a lot of you guys know I'm a DJ, and I have done my own custom edits, or occasionally I'll do some mashup stuff. But recently, due to a mashup that I'm working on that will be exclusive for a particular event in Houston, Texas in May.
You heard it here first.
Thanks, man. That's
you
awesome.
Got it.
That was well done.
I can do some voiceovers for you.
I've actually gotten into more...
DJ!
Okay, stop it.
Sorry.
I've actually got more into the production angle, so I'm going to actually build... I'm going to convert the studio, which is now solely DJ stuff. I've got turntables, TV players, everything else.
Studio?
Yeah.
Is this a closet?
No, it's actually an entire room.
You have a whole room in
your
house.
I have an entire room, yeah.
I thought that was the craft room and the...
No, that's the other... No.
Okay.
No.
Is that the scrapbooking room?
Yes. No. The scrapbooking room is the dining room.
Okay.
So this is my kind of area. So I'm going to move some stuff around and build a PC for some audio production work. And we have last week... oh, by the way, breaking news, @RicksTillyHat says he will not support the in-laws. So.
Oh, nice.
So I've got the Tilly Hat was just thrown across the room and hit the wall. I've decided on the Intel processor, and that was something I'm a big fan of the Intel processor.
Is there any other choice, honestly?
Well, there is, and actually there's been a lot of debate in various production forums and so on and so forth about the new AMDs and their 18 different cores or whatever they're using. But of course, me being a vert guy, I always have to have the option of virtualizing things, this, that, and the other. And it's just me. It's a personal thing. I just prefer the Intel. I've decided on a motherboard. It looks like I'm going to go with kind of a mid-grade Asus board. Now I'm stuck on the case.
Yeah, the case.
The case.
It's got to look good.
Well,
or is it
no, functional? I'm not worried about that. I'm thinking about doing something more quiet.
Have you been to QuietPC.com?
I've checked out a number of cases. And then there's also the option of the video card. And that's the other thing I've been kind of...
Video card for audio.
Well, so audio production is one thing, but if I'm going to build my own PC, I want to have the option of playing games.
Ah, okay.
Beyond, though, actually, oddly enough, have you actually looked at how much graphics on a PC that Minecraft actually uses? It's crazy, the amount of graphics processing power.
It's Java. What do you expect, man? It's insane.
Oh, that's true. Patrick says Lanley. Cases, so I'm going to have to check those out.
My son is...
Can I see Pro says he's got plywood. He'll build a case for me.
So my son came to me the other day. He's got a laptop that he has for school that I've actually given him a Windows to Go stick to use because they locked down their school laptops too much. So Windows to Go has made it so he's actually got a usable piece of hardware now.
Yeah.
And he was complaining that when he's using Minecraft that his battery lasts all of 35 minutes. And I'm like, wow. Very efficient software there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stuff been running. Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. So from a video card perspective, I'm going to go out to our listening audience. I'm looking for something mid-range. I'm not looking for anything that I can play like Battlefield 4 on extreme, no latency, looking like I'm out in the real world. I'm just looking for something kind of mid-grade.
So you don't need quad SLI,
right? Exactly. I'm looking for just something that's going to continue on for a number of years because the system will be in.
So you're looking at least a PCIe. It's going to be at least 2 gigs of RAM or more for RAM.
About 2 gigs of RAM. Yeah.
And then, I'm assuming that you're probably going to want to upgrade your monitor because I've walked into your office when you're working on this stuff, and I noticed that you definitely use a larger monitor to be able to look at all the waveforms.
Well, actually, what it is it's actually an old tube television that I've managed to convert into a computer monitor.
I've got a 36-inch Sony tube, if you want. You could probably use. You might be able to get 480p on that.
Yeah, 40. Exactly. I actually am getting two new monitors.
For your office or for your studio?
For the studio.
Oh.
For the studio. Yeah.
Nice.
My
significant other has been asking me to actually finish setting up the home office so that she has a place to use her new laptop she got for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I have a Targus USB 3 docking station at home that I need to hook up to a couple of monitors. So I will also be in the market to buy a couple of monitors to get that multi-mon experience at
home. I will send you the link. They're about $120 bucks each.
That's it?
Yes.
Wow.
24-inch monitors.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm going to get a pair of them. Lee Burke recommends getting a video card around $150. It'll last a long time. So,
so it's like a prize visit?
Now, the question I want to throw out is because every other day it changes. Is it NVIDIA or is it Radeon, which is ATI? What is kind of the leader right now? Is there or does it really matter? I'm an NVIDIA guy. I always have been.
I used to be an ATI guy because there were offices in Canada. That was just me, though.
Sean Lowe, Radeon R9280X, around $500. Very good for mining Litecoins. actually, interestingly enough, when that video card was released, it was actually released around $389, and the price has shot up to $500 because of everybody mining Litecoins and Bitcoins. Patrick gives us the feedback that NVIDIA is better if I go with Intel.
So my Dellosaurus,
agrees.
My Dellosaurus Precision Workstation M6500 has an NVIDIA, I want to say Quattro 3800 mobile.
Okay.
It's a 2 gig card.
Yeah.
It's in a laptop, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, I'm not going to do any extreme gaming, but upon occasion, I have been known to play games
Minecraft.
Online. And,
nice.
No, not Minecraft. I actually don't know.
I'm actually hooked on World of Tanks right now.
See, and that I've been worried about that because I've talked to you about this.
I like World of Tanks.
I'm not sure I even want to start this because that could be. It's bad enough that I've gotten to the point now where I'm actually trying to produce music, which is a frightening thing because here's the bad thing. I have an ear for music, right? I understand things that work together. I understand those kinds of things, tone, rhythm, everything. I've actually gotten a book.
You're reading a book?
That I read about, yes. And that's how I actually have figured out, I understand some scales. I understand kind of piano stuff because I'm actually not going to buy anything other than maybe a basic MIDI, keyboard with, some sliders and pads on it and so forth. Because I do everything basically computer. Because, I'm not looking at making my own tunes. I just want to make my remixes and mashups just a little bit.
I want to see you with a keytar
A keytar
walking around. That'd be perfect.
Back in the day.
Keytars.
Back in the day.
So NVIDIA cards, go and look for a case.
Passion Switch Extreme Gaming Edition, Ken IT Process.
Nice. some other things to support that, and some new monitors. So I'm anxious to find out what the monitors are for $124. I'm definitely going for that.
Look, we've got another listener that's joined in. I love Patch and Switch, and they say that they have a keytar we can borrow.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Sweet.
I love Patch and Switch. And Rigsby has joined us. Rigsby, you've joined us just a few minutes late because we've been – I know you are the master of understanding hardware and PC building. And we've been talking about this for the last 10 minutes, and you just joined in a little bit late. So you know what I think I'm going to actually do is I'm gonna reach out via email to Rigsby and get some of his recommendations.
He's a Facebook guy.
Okay, I'll reach out to him.
Facebook chat?
I said
very
email
responsive.
Or Facebook. Okay, Facebook?
He's
okay.
Also on the Google Plus.
He's also on the Google Plus?
The Google Plus.
Okay.
Excellent. He might be able to hang out with you.
Yeah, awesome.
And I bet you that they can also tell you about your blood glucose levels with those new contacts.
Huh?
It's hooked into Google Plus now, I think.
What are you talking about?
Research project from Google X about being able to measure blood glucose levels out of contacts in your eye.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's in the news. I listen to NPR on the way in.
Oh, you're expanding your horizons.
Yeah, I like NPR. It reminds me of CBC back home.
Oh, okay. You know, on the satellites, I have the CBC.
See, I need to get my satellite subscription hooked back up again. That's my problem.
So anyway, Rick, I'm going to reach out to you on that. All right. So that's where my beer money is going. I'm looking at building not including the monitor and the licenses for the Winders, because I don't need to worry about that.
No, it's just discounted for us.
Correct. I'm looking probably around $700. That's about where I want to be building my own PC, and obviously Intel-based. I'm not going to overclock a ton. I don't want to go the liquid cooling route to keep it, A, cool, and B, quiet. And I honestly don't need it all that much. I need the processing power mostly when I do the final. It's kind of like rendering. For graphics and videos and stuff, when I do the final piece of production, some of the plugins and stuff I use are very CPU intensive, but it's pretty simple. So,
do we do our honorary fifth or second and a half segment on beer talk too, or do we have time for that, or what?
We could. Well, I'm always up for drinking beer. I mean, talking about beer.
We have a brewing exercise going on this Saturday, I think.
In the, well, there's only like 14 different brew kits.
Yes, there's
that have arrived.
We have at least 7 or 8 brew kits that need to be made. Whether we make them all at the same time or not is the question. It mainly happened because of a shipping error.
Hang on 1 second. K.O. Beckman, Kyle, the latest Core i's can be overclocked. You have to buy the special version. There's actually 2 versions that they release. So I think I'm looking at the 4770. Maybe I'm wrong on the numbers. But at any rate, there is one that it can be overclocked, and there's one that cannot. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of clarify that because that was in the chat room.
Nice.
Continue on. So we've got due to a shipping error.
Due to a shipping error and exploded liquid malt cases.
Yeah, so apparently they didn't survive the shipping.
They didn't survive the shipping, so that means that there are a second set batch of kits that are arriving. And we just recently, with Beer Team 6, have gone in.
Yes, that is actually the name of the brew crew that we've created.
The brew crew that we have created is called Beer Team 6.
Beer Team 6.
Beer Team 6 has a new inaugural pot that has to be broken in. It has arrived.
Now, this is the pot that we create the wort in.
This is a 60-quart or 15-gallon... I don't even know what that works into the liters. No idea. 3.5 carry the 7. I think it's about a...
Intern shaking his head
30,
giving you a disgusting look going, I've lived here for 2 weeks. I've already converted.
Yeah,
I don't
know
how to do this stuff.
Whatever it happens to be. But we get this big, massive pot that we have to go off and try out. So this is a good thing. And we also have a new high-speed burner that's arriving too. So we've got 3 burners, 3 pots, fire, propane, hot beer, and boiling water. While drinking beer, it's perfect recipe.
Absolutely, sounds like a fantastic.
So it's going to be our Saturday, I think.
Yes, because we were looking at brewing on Sunday, but you still have not managed to get television out into the brewing area.
I've got the XFR ruggedized switch proof laptop to power some music now.
Yeah,
but
I
need to work on
the TV. For the because. We are the 13th and 14th man.
Yes.
because the 12th man apparently has already been taken. So we're the 13th and 14th man.
Yes.
For the footballs this weekend. So anyway, One Wise Geek has joined us as well. He's also got some streaming issues, and of course, J-Shock is being brilliant in the tech support in the chat room. Also, Claudia from Houston, Texas, has joined us.
Oh my goodness.
She's just south of Houston.
South of Houston. That's the suburb, right? Suburb of Houston, Dallas. By Dallas.
Shut up. So just south of Houston, closer to Galveston.
I have to say, props to the people in the chat room. Like, this is lit up, my friends.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Almost at a bar and a half now of people. I've lost track.
There's 18.
So beer talk done. We're going to brew some beer, see how it turns out. I've got a nice 7.5% fireside ale. Oh, and I actually purchased a ginger beer plant from the U.K., I should have had them shipped to our intern because the intern flew over from the pond, other side of the pond just recently. Ginger beer plant is a symbiotic culture of yeast and fungus that you put in water and sugar and ginger to be able to make ginger beer like they used to in the good old days back in the 1800s.
You have it over here for a while.
I'm experimenting with different types of fermentation. I thought I'd try that out.
Kyle's like, fungus.
Yeah, fungus.
Fungus is just so good. Somebody bring me my ginger beer. Damn it, boy. All right.
Random spending's next.
Random spending is
From the trenches.
From the trenches.
Support, beer money.
Beer money. Random spending. I kind of talked a little bit about, but it's kind of a combination.
Yeah.
Have I
bought anything technology-wise recently?
I'm sorry.
I don't think I have, except the beer pot, but that's just beer.
Well, I mean, it is technology. I mean, so we were talking about this the other day. You had, did you get the new thermometer for the pot that you had to?
Oh, get this.
The brewing pot.
So ordering online, fantastic. Love doing it. Just picture this little piece of paper printing out on an Epson dot matrix printer, FX80 or something like that, on the other end. That's the other end.
Oh, okay.
And so they tear that off.
Yeah.
They put it inside a bin, and then some lackey goes off and basically gets that piece of paper and runs around to the warehouse and drops things inside of a box and then ships it. The beer pot arrives. The thermometer is in the bag as well to be able to go off and put it in. The beer pot has a pre-drilled and welded, because it's stainless steel, port to be able to screw the thermometer into. The port is a 7/8-inch hole, so it's quite large. And then they give me a 1/2-inch thermometer thread. So there's no way that the thing will work at all. Yeah. I send them an email. I'll take pictures of everything. I measure it all up. I send them a nice little email. And props to this place I buy them from. I buy this place from Williams Brewing, williamsbrewing.com.
Shameless plug
for a place that has very good beer kits at good prices, shipping to you by next day in California.
Trying to get a sponsorship deal here or what, buddy?
Hey man, Beer Team 6 needs kits.
Exactly.
They responded, actually said, oops, thank you very much for pointing out our error. The wrong thermometer was put inside bin R33 where they got it from. So I saved them from a disaster.
Oh, because
of shipping.
They may have had more than one of
them. They had 50 thermometers in R33, which was the wrong box, and they were all the wrong size.
Wow.
I saved them.
You are a hero.
So they drop shipped me a new thermometer.
All right. We'll be here in time for Sunday.
I'm buying a stainless steel plug to plug the hole just in case.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Brilliant. Frederick says that you need some ferment, need to bring some ferment to Houston.
I might
because now we were talking about this. This
you can ship kegs.
Well, but besides this, the ferment that you use, it's actually strange that you just keep collecting it, and it changes, and it morphs over time. Yeah?
The ginger beer plant is a live organism that doubles in size every month. As long as you keep it fed, you have to feed it. You have to feed it sugar and lemons and fairy dust. And
fairy dust. Where do you buy fairy dust? Fairydust.com or what?
Yeah.
don't go to that website. I'm not really sure what's there.
I didn't check that out. So, it actually it grows and brews, and basically anyone can do it. It's sort of like this. I've never heard of this before. Someone's telling me it's like friendship bread that basically you would have in the fridge that you cut in half and give to somebody else every once in a while. So maybe I will. I was going to bring some beer samples for anyone who wants to try some of the stuff that I make to Houston. But I could also bring some GBP if it works.
Sure.
I have no idea if it works.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds fantastic.
I don't know if it works, and I don't know if I'm going to kill it.
Well, that's true.
So I'm terrible with plants. You've seen my grass?
Yeah, I have. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so we've reached about the five-minute mark, and let's do this. Let's do a quick little name the show before we take off.
I seem to think like we're missing a segment, man. Why am I? It's like we did From the Trenches.
Yes.
We did Beer Money.
Yep. Random Spending.
Random Spending.
Yep. Name the show.
And Name the Show.
Yes.
Is it just four?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just off. I don't know.
So we've got some newbies who have joined us. So let's go with Aubrey. Wake up in the chat room. Throw us out a word that will be part of the next show name.
Has to be work safe.
Yes. It must be safe for work. So Aubrey, shout out. Come on, hurry up.
Got some great suggestions.
We've got
some
great suggestions.
Oh, dot. You're not allowed to think about it, man.
Yeah. You're not allowed to think about it. You've got to shout out a word. First thing that comes to mind that is safe for work.
TARDIS.
TARDIS. Nice. Nice. I'm going to go with you know what? I'm going to go with something. I love Patch and Switch. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to say Funginator. So TARDIS, Funginator.
Funginator. Trifecta.
Trifecta. Well done. So next week's show is the TARDIS, Funginator, Trifecta. So that will be the next show, which is in 2 weeks' time.
We've had a request. Had a request on the Twitters.
On the Twitters.
And also on Facebooks.
Okay.
Someone was asking if we would be interesting if things line
up
correctly.
If we would be interesting if you listen to the show.
Someone was asking if we would be interested in possibly doing a live show during TechEd.
Oh.
And I happen to know the guy that's in charge of the schedule for the live stream.
Okay.
So I have a meeting with him at 1:00 this afternoon. So
brilliant.
If I don't know, you think it would be worthwhile doing a show?
I don't know. Let's ask the 18 people in the chat room. You guys, would you be interested in a TechEd live show? We would have to move the normally scheduled patch.
It would have to be moved to a Thursday.
To Thursday.
Because I'd be too hungover on the Friday to do it from the party Thursday night.
Well, that and the fact that
no one's also there to see it, and
exactly.
The stage is gone on Friday as well.
Exactly.
So it would be a Thursday. Probably around lunchtime, I think, would be a good time to do it or something
so
like that.
So people say yes with an audience. It would be interesting. Live show now, says JShock NAO. Be really cool. Live audience, live show with beers. I can't guarantee the beers, but we'll absolutely be there. Kyle wants to know, how does he RSVP?
I think it's a go. We should.
Yeah.
Well,
Veronica
have to,
says, and fungus.
Well, and fungus. We'll have to ask our intern to do a projection of dates to figure out if we actually align and the moons are in alignment as well, or we'll have to adjust the show.
No, it is actually our normal scheduled week. I think we figured this out. And we just have to move it a
day.
You
trust
earlier.
My math?
No.
Okay. That's why I know Uncle Cy has got a bit more math prowess.
Okay.
On this, so he might be able to figure out if we're going to be in the right spot, even if he just opens up a calendar and like counts days or something.
Ken IT Pro wants to know if we're going to be speaking Texan. Does he not listen to the show? That's pretty much any word out of my mouth most of the time.
You got it.
I do speak quite good Texan.
Oh, wait, he's writing something on the board here.
1 plus 1 equals 3.2416.
314. That's not pi. See, I'm confused just looking at that. I don't know what it means.
Y'all are just crazy. That's all I got to say. Claudia says she will translate for those who don't speak Texan.
Because she's from Dallas.
Fantastic.
She's
no,
Dallas.
She's from Houston.
I thought it was a suburb.
Galveston.
A couple hours out.
No.
A couple hours out is Dallas, isn't it?
It's not a suburb if it's 3 hours north. Suburbs are only an hour to an hour and a half. That's the limit in Houston.
Someone was asking me about getting a pair of cowboy boots.
Yeah, I have cowboy boots.
Are they mandatory footwear in
no,
Houston?
They're not mandatory, but I think for you we're gonna make an exception.
Okay.
Richie says tomorrow is Bjorn's birthday, so we've got to say happy birthday to Bjorn.
Happy birthday, Bjorn.
Happy birthday tomorrow. So as far as the boots are concerned, yes, they will be mandatory for you. Absolutely.
So the research project is gonna be, can we find cheap, used, good quality boots?
Yes, you can find good quality boots in the Houston. Oh, look, the band. The band has come back in the room.
Are they playing us out already?
They're totally playing us out already because it's that time. I want to thank everybody for listening this week. We've had a fantastic show in the chat room, and I'm going to try to do this.
Say hi to our intern, Uncle Cy. I don't know if it's going to be a permanent
Cy.
Position or not, but he's welcome to join us anytime.
Thanks to One Wise Geek. Thanks to Andy, Ken IT Pro, Claudia, Frederick, Aubrey. I love Patch and Switch, who I still don't know who that is. J-Shock, Kyle Beckman, Lee Berg, thanks for joining us. Bender, as always, a pleasure, sir. Rigsby, I'll reach out to you via email and talk more about that PC stuff. Patrick, thanks for joining us. Sean Lowe and Veronica, that's it. The band's coming to the close. That's it for the Patch and Switch Show. See you in 2 weeks.
See you 2 weeks, everybody.
Have a weekend, everyone.
Beer.